today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty, dear friends, salam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today's a special, and we want to speak about Islam and Prophet Jesus. Today, Friday, is the 26th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 10th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 31st of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Maryam, verses 29 to 30.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fa'asharat ilayhi. Qalu kayfa nukallimu man kana fil mahdi sabiyya.
So she pointed to him. They said, how can we speak to one who is in the cradle, a child? Jesus said, indeed, I am the servant of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The first word of Jesus was about servitude unto Allah, but his followers exaggerated and considered Jesus as Allah or Allah's son. By a short sentence, Jesus, peace be upon him, both banished the accusation from his mother and spoke about his own future and pointed to the future duty of people. However, the Quran in the first verse says that Mary was silent to obey the command of Allah. The only thing she did was that she pointed to her newborn child, Jesus, when her action caused the people's astonishment more than before.
Prophets all came to show people the way, to bring peace everywhere, to take evil away. Prophets all came. Prophets all came.
You're listening to today's special by IRIB English Radio. And this part, what is the status of Jesus in Islam? The Quran mentioned Jesus or Isa 25 times, but differently each time. The Quran explains that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, chapter 19, verses 20 to 21, and is high honored in this and the next world, chapter 3, verses 45 to 47. Thus he is called Isa ibn Maryam, or Jesus, son of Mary. The Quran also refers to him as a spirit from Allah, the Messiah, someone blessed by God, word from or of Allah, and prophet of Allah, messenger of Allah. However, while Muslims accept that Jesus was a servant, teacher, and lover of Allah's word, they do not believe that he was divine or the son of God. The Quran describes the miracles Jesus performed, such as healing the sick and raising the dead, but does not ascribe these miracles to his divinity. Instead, Jesus is a sign to all humankind of God's endless mercy.
Thank you. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Jesus Christ. The Holy Quran says remarks it in this way: وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. When Jesus Christ went to those people, his audience, he said to them that I've come to you with explicit sagacity, with explicit reasons. وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. I'm going to explain to you some of the issues over which you may quarrel. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Consider being God-weary, God-fearing, and follow me. It means that you follow me so that you would reach the divine path. At the same time, we find that just before the birth of Jesus Christ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent such a message to his mother, Mary, in this way. وَقَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْ إِسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. This is indicated in the Surah Al Imran, verse 45. When the divine angels said to Mary, "Inna Allah yubashiruki bi kalimatin," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you good tidings of receiving the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His name is Jesus, son of Mary. Wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah, reputable both in this world and in the hereafter. Wa min al muqarrabin, and one of those people who have been well nigh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope to be able to follow such a good role model like Jesus Christ in our lives. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life.
Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time. A Christian said that Ruhullah means the Spirit of Allah. And as Jesus is the only one called by that name, that means Jesus is Allah, as the spirits are not created but pre-exist. How does one respond to that? There was the question, and now the answer. According to Islamic theology, every being that is not Allah is a created being that is not eternal or infinity pre-existing. This includes angels and spirits and other non-visible or non-human beings. In fact, in this regard, one can say it is the main difference between Islamic and Christian theology. According to Shia theology, there is a phase of existence that was before the material world, for instance, where the light of the Prophet was created. However, that face was also created, and everyone and everything in it was also created. As the last episode of today's special, this part looks at the words of Jesus. With this content, the world and the hereafter. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, said, "The love of this world and the next cannot come together in the heart of a believer like water and fire in a single vessel." It is reported that Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said that Jesus, peace be upon him, said, "It is hard to get any good things, whether it is of the world or the hereafter. As to the good things of this world, they are hard to get because there is nothing of it which, as soon as you extend your hands to get, some profligate does not grab first, while the good things of the other world are hard to obtain, because you do not find any helper who may help you to obtain it."
The Quran says, when it speaks about the miracles of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, what does he always say? Bi-idhnillah. I revive the dead, bi-idhnillah. I cure the blind bi-iznillah, with the permission of God. So God is actually the one who's performing the miracles. Even Jesus himself is not doing the miracle. It's Allah doing the miracle through him. So this is in Acts 2:22. In Acts 3:26, Peter, he says, Jesus was a servant of God. These are his exact words. God raised up his servant. Let me ask you this question. These descriptions, do they fit someone who's God or someone who's a slave to God, obeying God, obeying the commandments of God? What do you say? When you hear these verses, Peter, how he understood Jesus, alayhi salam, does that show that he was divine or no? A prophet of God, a servant of God, who was simply working for the Almighty God. So we see that in most of these chapters, these authors of the Bible, they don't consider him to be God. So this tells you that the idea that Jesus is God is something came after, not during his lifetime. His closest companions, his disciples, never saw him as being God. Show us in the Bible, where did they consider him to be God? Now, by the way, the only chapter, the book in the Bible, that, you know, says some things about Jesus being divine is John. In John, there are some references that speak about, you know, Prophet Isa alayhi salam being God. For example, one passage says, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus supposedly saying that. I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We only find these in John. Not in Matthew. Not in Mark. Not in Luke. In John. Now John came after all of these authors of the Bible. He was one of the last authors of the Bible. How come Matthew doesn't mention any of this? This is so important. It's part of your faith, right? How come Matthew doesn't mention it? How come Mark doesn't mention it? Why did only John decide to mention it? That's number one, which tells you something fishy about that. That's number one. Number two, the book of John, do you know it was not written by John? John, you know, was one of the disciples of Jesus, alayhi salam. But the current book that we have, it's named after John, but it was not written by John. This is according to correct historical analysis that Christian scholars have attested to. It's anonymous. We don't know exactly who wrote it. A number of people, in fact, wrote it. It was written in about 20 to 25 years by several authors. You can tell from even their writing style that it's not the same author. So the book of John was written way after John lived. He was not the one who wrote it, which tells us that whoever wrote these passages, is that really what Jesus said, or they made that up? So we have indications that the book of John is not accurate in mentioning this. Because if that were the case, Matthew would have mentioned that. Some of those early writers of the Gospels, they would have mentioned that. Because look, this is big, right? That Jesus is God, that's big. How come they never mentioned any of that? Only John decided to discover that? And John didn't even write it to begin with. So there is actually no solid evidence in the Bible that Jesus alayhi salam ever said that he was God.
Dear brothers and sisters, that's all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic. So, till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah, and have a nice time.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا.
let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate.